The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Cyril of Alexandria says something striking in regards to today's gospel. He says, "When one has received God, he or she will not be anxious about much service." When one has received God, he will not be anxious about much service. If Martha, in general, had been doing more of what Mary was doing in that moment, she would not have been anxious in her service because she wouldn't have cared what her sister was doing. Her focus would have remained on Christ. She would have continued in her service to be attentive to him. She would have seen it as just one more way to love him. So she could not in that moment have been doing what she was doing purely out of love for God and for his glory, or she wouldn't have been concerned about her sister. And so he's implying that if Mary had been doing what Martha was doing in that moment, she would not have been worried about Martha because her attention would have remained on the Lord because she had chosen prayer for the first place in her life. St. Philip Neri, someone one time asked him, Philip Neri, he lived in the busiest church in all of Rome on the main street. And so when he would pray during the day, he would get interrupted all the time from people coming off the street. And so someone one time asked him, they said, "Father Phil, doesn't that annoy you? Don't you get frustrated, you know, these people interrupting your prayer?" He says, "No, I'm just leaving Jesus for Jesus. Jesus, whom I'm praying to in the Blessed Sacrament, is asking me to leave him to be present to him in my neighbor." But one can only have that outlook if they have first chosen the better part. So oftentimes, when we begin to take the spiritual life seriously, there is this dichotomy between prayer and work, between the active life and the interior life. And that can last for years. And so people, they go to work and say, "Gosh, it's so burdensome and toilsome. I go to work and I just want to be in the chapel." And then over the course of time, since prayer has the first place in their life, their work and everything else they do becomes an overflowing of their prayer. And that separation goes away. And I love speaking to a husband or wife, and you see this development taking place. And at one time they say, "I'm at home and I'm preparing food, or I'm taking my kids to a soccer game. You know, and man, I wish I could be in the chapel." And then they come to the point where they say, "When I'm preparing that meal or taking my kids to a game, I am doing that for the glory of God, and it no longer bothers me." I close with the words of St. Augustine. He said, "Mary was absorbed in the sweetness of our Lord's words. Martha was preparing a feast for our Lord, in whose feast Mary was rejoicing." May prayer take the first place in our lives, that our entire lives may be an overflowing of prayer.